Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to investor call of WSFX Global Pay Limited, formerly known as Wall Street Finance Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Material and information in this conference call, a general background about the company's activities as at the end of this presentation. Information in this presentation should not be considered as advice or recommendation to investors or potential investors in relation to holding, purchasing or selling securities and does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation or needs. This information is given in summary form and does not support to be complete. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sri Krishnan Narasimhan, CEO and Whole-Time Director, and Ms. Pooja Mishra, Chief Financial Officer. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is Sri Krishna here along with Pooja. And it's a pleasure once again to connect with our investors and present WSFX performance for the quarter and half year ended September 30th, 2024. I would like to take you through a small presentation of the company about its performance as of September 30th, 2024 and its various digital initiatives. So already uploaded the presentation of the company's website as well as on BSE website. Now we go to the presentation. So we'll start with a brief introduction about the company. I would like to talk about the position which we want to, or the mind space which we want to occupy and which we are already started doing. We are India's leading Forex fintech focused on students and corporates. As you are aware that these are two key segments which WSFX has always concentrated on, and we are proud to say that we have got significant share in these segments. As a company, we are a regulated fintech. We have got digital platforms. We are omni-channel. We have physical branches of 21. We have a 325 plus strong team. From a business perspective, we have 700 plus corporates dealing with us, 500 plus B2B partnerships. We served over 100,000 customers last year. 57% of business is through digital channels. And the primary product which we sell is Forex cards, foreign currencies, and facilitating cross-border payments under LRS. So we have a strong partnership with banks. Some of the banks we have listed, which are Yes Bank, HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank, IDFC Bank, IndusInd Bank, etc. We have multiple partnerships and a very strong bank partnership with banks. We go to the next slide where we talk of the digital products and solutions. So we can see we are transforming the Forex ecosystem. We have platforms for every segment. We have a platform for corporates, which we call the Smart Corporate Platform. We have a platform for agent partners to facilitate, to do order processing or lead management. That's called Smart Agent Platform. We also have a FPAS Global Pay Platform, which can enable an agent partner to facilitate Forex services through his online offering. We also have our own D2C portal and app, WSFX Global Pay. Besides that, we also have our own win sponsor card in co-branded with Yes Bank, which has been a very successful product for us. We are happy to say that 57% of our GTO is through digital channels and process automation. Coming to the next slide, we are very happy to launch our WSFX Global Pay card. This should be available to public by Christmas. This is one card where we are doing it in association with Visa. There are a lot of segments, first features which we are trying to incorporate in this card. This also allows us to get into card distribution as we are the principal who is issuing the card. And this is supposed to be a big growth pivot for WSFX. So in one sense, we now move from a fintech platforms company to also card principal. So this is going to be a major growth pivot for WSFX. We come to Q2 and HY1 performance. The highlights are, we are happy to say we had a very good Q2. We did a PBT profit before tax of 3.14 crores, and for the half year, we ended up with 4.18 crores. We are very happy to say for the first half year, we ended up with a PBT of 4.18 crores, surpassing our annual PBT of last year of 4.12 crores. The team has worked very hard, and we are very happy to give these numbers. Now, coming back from a turnover perspective, in Q2, we did 2,151 crores of turnover. For the half year, it was around 3,482 crores. Net revenue was around 13.15 crores, and for the half year, it was around 22.51 crores. So what was significant in HY2? As I already said, we are launching our WSFX Global Pay Card, which is a direct model with Visa. We also grew digitally with 57% of GTV driven by digital channels. We got our PCI DSS certification, which is very important as a card issuer. We also opened two branches, one in Panjim and one in Vijayawada. Of course, there were headwinds from the student segment. As you are all aware, that there have been visa restrictions, particularly in places like Canada, Australia, which has impacted the student segment. Earlier, there has been a challenge also from the TCS side, where TCS has gone up to 20%, which has also changed the consumer behavior in terms of sending family maintenance and gift remittances. These are certain headwinds, but because of the kind of an effort we have put in, we have been able to grow despite the market being affected as of now by these regulatory changes and also because of certain macroeconomic factors. One thing I would like to add, if you really look at it, we took a strategic direction of focusing on students and corporates and also on digital platforms, which has actually worked in the company's favor. And today, WSFX, 3 years back, took a call on wholesale, where we stopped our wholesale business, which accounted for 30% of our revenues. Today, we stopped wholesale 3 years back, and we are happy to say that today, without wholesale, we have crossed around 2x of our GTV when we look at it from that perspective. Next slide, we compare. We give a comparison on our quarter-to-quarter performance. When you look at Q2 to Q1, our gross turnover grew by 77%, and our PBT, which is at 3.14 from 1.03, there was a growth of 204%. When we compare with Q2 of this year with Q2 of last year, we grew by 29%. Obviously, Q2 is a peak season for us because maximum students travel during this period. So our PBT of 3.14 against last year's same quarter of 2.44, 29% growth. We compare half year to half year. Last half year, we were at 2.55 crores PBT. This year, we are at 4.18, which is a 64% growth. So there has been an overall growth in business. We go to the next slide. This, in general, gives a comparison of the last six quarters, where it's more of a trend where we have highlighted how we have been growing across our revenues and our PBT. The next slide gives a comparison of the last eight quarters of the gross revenue, net revenue, and selling and selling general and admin expenses. This, again, is a trend which we would like to highlight is we have been driving our revenues. We have also kept a tight control on cost thanks to a highly scalable digital model where the stress is on digital platforms and process automation. This is obviously working in our favor, where we are able to drive higher revenues at lower costs. We come to the next slide, which talks of one of our key segments, the student segment, where the major business is for university fee payments and living expenses. This is a big market. $3.5 billion was last year's volume. We are happy to say we have a significant chunk of this business. Obviously, this is a market which is slightly affected now because of certain countries imposing a lot of restrictions on students. That is going to have an impact this year. But we are happy to say we have been growing year-on-year on this segment despite these headwinds. We have got a 500+ strong B2B network of agents, in which around 250 study consultants we have. We have a platform for our consultants. We also have a lot of solutions for students, which include university fee payments, forex cards, currencies, GIC, opening a bank account, opening for GIC, block account, travel insurance, etc. So to give you an idea, last year we serviced around 36,000 plus students. We did some 63,000 plus remittances. We have 250 plus consultants who give business to us. And we had a 73% growth year on year, and we expect to continue with these trends. Next key segment is the corporate or business travel segment. This is something which got affected during COVID, but slowly, you know, the business volumes are coming back. We have focused on it clearly because it represents a good opportunity for us. Today we are happy to say we service companies like Accenture, Siemens, Ernst & Young, Zoho, Tech Mahindra, Reliance, LCMIT, Godrej, Titan, etc. The list is growing. We have 700 plus corporate customers onboarded and who deal with us for their foreign exchange requirements. We have shown a year-on-year growth of 52%. And overall, if you look at the quarter-on-quarter also, we have been growing in this segment. The third important segment which we have started focusing on has been the retail segment. Because earlier, as a company, we only focused on corporate and student. Now, retail has grown while there has been headwinds in other segments. Retail as a segment, despite having a smaller ticket size, is growing by leaps and bounds. In fact, the travel market size is around 12 billion. Personal remittance market is around 6 billion. So we have got platforms for that, and we are now trying to create a big distribution network to cater to this opportunity. Here also, we have started growing this opportunity, and we will be focusing more on this segment as we feel this is a big growth area for WSFX. And here also, we have shown around 53% growth year on year. Next slide, we come to our Forex cards growth. Obviously, because of the optimism in this product, we are launching our own card also and also opening up distribution there once we launch our card. So if you see the last 8 months, 8 quarters card trend, it has been always a growth trend. Obviously, Q2 numbers, there will be always a spike because that's major high season for students. Year on year, we have grown by 106% in this segment. Now we talk of outward remittances growth. Here also, you will see a spike on Q2 because of high season of students. But if you see overall, we have been growing quarter on quarter. When we compare this quarter with the previous quarter, we have been showing growth. And from a base year, which was in 2018-19, we have shown 627% growth. This has been a major success story for us, with around 60-65% of our business coming from remittances. The next slide gives the financial results. We closed with a PBT of 3.14 and for the half year at 4.17 CR. Then we go to the next slide, where we talk of what is special about WSFX. We are in regulated space. We are also a listed entity. So there are certain things which are very dear to us, that is corporate governance. We have our boards, independent boards. We have a strong system of audits. Compliance is key because in our business, compliance is everything. So we have a lot of system level controls, risk assessments. We also have we are ISO 27001 certified. We are a PCI DSS company, which takes care of information security. It's a very process oriented organization with strict compliance. That is very important. This is hygiene. Besides that, we are also totally invested in digital. We have an omni-channel network of 21 branches and digital platforms, continuous automation of processes some way or other, and also cost optimization. Last, but very important, is customer centricity. We have tried to build a kind of a trust by our transparent pricing. We have tried to give a good uniform customer experience. And we also have good expertise in handling large volume corporate relationships also. So the base of this is trust, transparency, convenience and compliance. This is what kind of a value which we try to drive, which we try to inculcate in every team member. Go to the last slide, the way forward. As we always say, besides whatever we are doing, one of the things we are very clear is our consistent focus, unwavering focus on the vision which we have. One is the digital first approach, where we have kept on investing in digital and building platforms, which has started becoming favorable for the company's growth. We are also geared up for FSC model. As and when RBI approves, we will use the model for geographical reach through distribution network. Leisure has become a big focus for us, retail and leisure, personal remittances and leisure travel. And we have got a platform for or app for leisure travel with a complete digital process. We will invest on this through more marketing efforts, and that is something which will be a key focus area for us in the next couple of quarters. We are also going to apply for a PACB license, which gives us a kind of a stake in terms of the trade remittance. This is a application which we plan to apply. Board has approved for that. And that is one pivot for future, because as a payments company, we want to be both in the cross-border remittances for personal and as well as trade remittances. One other important sector is students. Student has always been very important to us. We have a significant market share in the student remittance business. We are trying to innovate there by adding more products, creating more solutions, creating maybe a fee payment platform. These are all things we are working on there. The biggest launch in Q3 and early Q4 is our prepaid forex card issuance, the direct issuance in tie-up with Visa. This will be a very, very, very big growth pivot for the company in the future. So the mantra for the company is being asset-light, using the digitization digital model, scalable, increasing revenues, reducing costs, and also have a very efficient mechanism in place. The motto is building innovative forex and payment tech products and solutions and create true value for all its stakeholders. So we are dedicated, we are committed to creating value. So with this, I would like to come to the end of this presentation. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And I would like to now hand over the conference to the moderator. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Aniket Gada, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Aniket.
Hi, Sri. Congrats on a good set of numbers.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask your perspective on the second half. Like, how is it looking for students and travel, as well as business, corporate?
Pardon? I didn't get it.
I wanted to ask your perspective of how the second half could look like for all the three sectors that we are servicing.
So, when you look at it, students has been a boom, uninterrupted boom over COVID period also. We had students' business. But as first time we are having headwinds in student segment, especially from Canada. I think it's all over the papers about restrictions imposed. Recently, they also withdrew the special scheme where GIC was required. So Canada market is all down. It's down in a big way. And that is going to definitely impact the students' business. But obviously, the same level of impact is not there on the other geographies. Maybe you can say Canada and Australia to a certain extent. But Canada has been the major impact. We are hoping that, this will be offset by growth in other geographies. Obviously, when there is a macroeconomic change, there will be an impact. So we do feel that Canadian business will leave an impact on the next 6 months. or it may continue for the next 12 months also, depending on the geopolitical situation, especially for Canada. As far as corporates is concerned, it has been slow growth post-COVID, but it is growing. We have seen quarter on quarter things have improved. And we have been more focused on students earlier. Last 2 years, we focused on corporate and we have gained our market share. So we feel optimistic on corporate growth, where we will try to offset some of the dips in the students business. Leisure is something which is growing by leaps and bounds. Everyone is traveling. In fact, the thing is that, India is more expensive. Traveling within India is more expensive than going overseas. So a lot of people are traveling. And that is why we have also started focusing on leisure segment in a big way, which was not our strategic focus over the last couple of years. Now we are trying to build solutions, create tie-ups, in fact, working on the digital proposition to attract more of leisure business and personal remittances business.
So when we are talking about all three segments and we have veterans and students, especially from Canada, Australia, even UK and UAE also, I just wanted to ask, what are you seeing over the, you're seeing about habits of Indians traveling abroad or studying abroad with regards to products, what they are looking for, prepaid cards, wallets, or international debit cards, or any other products they're looking for, and maybe we can focus on that. Any habits you're picking up?
I couldn't get the later part of your question.
So I'm just asking, are you picking up on any trends of how they are, what products they are using for traveling abroad or studying abroad? Maybe they are using for a prepaid card or wallet, or maybe just remittances.
So essentially, the major impact will be on remittances, because Canada is more about university fee payments and GIC fee payments. That will get impacted to a certain extent. In fact, last year, if you look at it, average 7.5 lakh to 8 lakh students would have traveled overseas. Of course, there are figures which goes up to 12 lakhs. Some figures tells about 8 lakhs, but let's assume an average of around 8 lakhs. We expect this time there will be a dip from the 8 lakh figure to maybe 6,50,000 or 6 lakhs. There will be a 20-25% dip in the number of people traveling, is an expectation, considering what is happening as of now. Only in the end of the year, you will know what is the exact figure. But obviously, this will have an impact on the students' remittances, especially to Canada. Because Canada, there was no great card volumes happening. It was more about remittances only.
What's the market share in the student category?
I didn't get it.
What's the market share in students' remittance category? How much are we capturing of the total size?
So last year, if you seriously look at it from a LRS perspective, we command a significant share, maybe around 10 to 12% or around 12 to 15% of the market we would be covering. Especially when we take it from a LRS perspective, from LRS data to what we are doing, our percentage will be anywhere between 10 to 15%.
Okay. On regards to your PACB license, we have still not applied for it, right?
Yeah, we have just taken an approval. We updated at the board meeting. We have taken approval because we deliberated and we felt it's consistent with our strategic vision. And we also did some research and we felt it's a good opportunity to get in. So we are going to apply for it, because as a listed company, we always are very transparent on what we are doing. So that's why we have disclosed it, that our intent and board has approved our decision to go ahead with the application.
And how long do you think would the approval be coming from RBI after applying for them?
So it's a process. We don't know. See, with RBI, they will do their own scrutiny. It's a process. A lot of steps are involved, maybe anywhere between, it may take 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months also. So we can only really fulfill the requirements, and then it is up to the regulator to decide and grant a license. So there is no time frame I can say there,
Because we are an 82 category license, so I think maybe we can get it faster, because we already have a 82 license from RBI.
See, while we are optimistic about our chances, we cannot comment on the timeline, because that's not entirely not in our purview.
And could you just talk about the trade remittance through PACB license? Are we looking only for imports, imports or exports or like what you're looking for? Because there's a transaction value of, I think, 25 lakhs per unit.
Previously this was a category called OPGSP. Now it's called RBI has made it into PACB. All the OPGSP also has to become PACB. Earlier, the limits were very low, maybe $10,000, $10,000. Now it's got, I think, increased to 25 lakhs per transaction. And there's a growing opportunity. A lot of people have gotten around 4 PACBs already there. RBI has granted licenses. We feel this is a good opportunity to look at, and it also gives us a way to access the trade remittance market. So as I said, we look at it, and we feel it's an opportunity which is consistent with our vision, and we are getting in.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, so wouldn't it overlap with our corporate clients we are already looking after?
So essentially, today we are in personal remittance space, business travel space. We are under a category called LRS, right? We do personal remittances. We also do business travel ke liye Forex. So from a product-wise, there is no cannibalization or overlap. Obviously, in certain places, there can be synergy because some of the customers may require this service also.
So it won't be like we won't have to like what I mean to say, we won't have to look for like aggressively look for customers because we already have a large corporate base who's already a client.
The nature of the customers are little different. Here it will be more SMEs or exporters, small-time exporters, etc. We have a team. We have 21 locations. We have a team. We have a digital team also to build in the solutions. So we feel that since we have the infrastructure and the thing, we should be able to scale up very fast.
Regarding the WSFX prepaid card, so.
Madam? Hello?
It seems like our current participant got disconnected.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Aniket Gada, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
I'm sorry, I got cut off. I just wanted to ask, like, on the regards to the new card that we are going to launch, do you have any targets for this?
Pardon?
The targets, like how many cards we are going to issue and like the revenue from it for the current year?
No, I didn't get the question.
We are going to issue like WSFX Global Pay card with cooperation with Visa. So I just wanted to ask, like, what kind of revenue we are looking forward from it?
So essentially, as I said, that's something which I don't want to disclose here. But the question is that this is going to be a see, today also we are selling cards, right? We are selling a huge volume of cards. 20% of our turnover comes from cards. So obviously, when we launch our own card, we want to drive our share of market, right? So initial period may obviously, a couple of months, it will be a little slow because the card will be launched. It will be, you can say, initial period will be a little slow for our own card because we will get it tested properly. People will be using it and all. And after that, we will drive volumes. Idea will be to drive the volumes and to get a market share.
Finally, what is the current yield for a transaction? Average yield?
Average yield goes anywhere from 0.5% to 1% when we talk of net yield, you know. So it can even go to 0.5% to 1.5%.
Okay, because I was looking at the website, the top five currencies are like 0.5% markup. So I was just wondering, like, what's the yield? Average yield for the company.
So essentially, that's what I told you. Anywhere between 0.5% to 1% is what the markets operate on.
Okay. And finally, on the question, like, there's been jump in the receivables. Have we relaxed the credit period for clients?
Pardon? Can you repeat it?
There has been jump in receivables, a large, fairly large jump in the receivables. Have we, like, relaxed some credit period for clients?
No, nothing like that. See, whenever there is a peak season, there is always a time difference. Before, as I said, we handle huge amount of remittances. We handle huge amount of corporate business. So these are all short-term credits which come in, and the volume also has gone up considerably. Every September, you will see this happening because of seasonality.
So if you see the creditor side, the creditors and advances from customers are also huge. So it is just the cycle which takes, you know, that 1 or 2 days which takes for processing, it is only that amount. It is not something which is a old outstanding. It is all within the due dates.
So it's like 2 days, like 1 or 2 days differences. That's
yeah.
It. From
yeah, exactly.
Okay. Thanks a lot for answering all my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shri Krishna and Ms. Pooja Mishra for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us. And if you have further queries, please visit our website or you can reach out to our company secretary, Mrs. Kushbu Doshi. I now request the moderator to conclude this call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of WSFX Global Play Limited, we thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.